This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, please stop listening now. Hi, folks, and welcome to the 8th episode of my podcast. Today, I'm going to read for you an excerpt from my book, The Giant Alien Women from Planet Xur. And I've also got a big announcement to make. But first, I want to remind you of my other podcast, Arter's Erotic Reflections. You can find that show on my podcast page on arterotica.com. That's ArdorOtica.com. You can also find the feed for that show on iTunes. Apple doesn't allow podcasts with adult themes and explicit language, so that podcast is a little more introspective. I talk about my crazy ideas on sex and gender roles. I also talk a little bit about what goes into the writing of my stories. On this podcast, however, I can say whatever the fuck I like, because no one is looking over my shoulder. I can really let go and talk like an adult about adult subjects. So, what do I have for you this episode? As I said, I'm going to read you an excerpt from my book, The Giant Alien Women from Planet Xur. I hope you enjoy it, because my exciting announcement is... I'm doing a Kickstarter for this book! I've been planning this for ages, and I'm finally going to do it. I love ebooks, and this one in particular has done really well for me on Amazon. I've gotten some really great reviews for this book. A lot of you have written, not only to tell me how much you love the book, but also to ask for more of it. Well, that's what this Kickstarter will be all about. Not only will you get the whole story in a paper-bound book that's been professionally printed and edited, but there will be brand new content. How much content, you ask? Well, that's entirely up to you. I'm willing to write a brand new bonus chapter that will double the length of the book. I'll even go back into the original story and add or lengthen scenes. So, if you've read the entire ebook, there will be plenty of new stuff for you to enjoy. I really want to make this book worth owning. But, as they say around Kickstarter, I need your help to do it. There will be tons of pledge levels and all sorts of good stuff to choose from. The project isn't live yet, but go to http://goo.gl/HT0A4e. Yeah, I know that address is a bear, but it's the best of the shorteners I could find. Don't worry though, just go to my website and you'll find a nice easy link to click on in my blog. I'll put one in the show notes too. Please take a listen to the pitch video and look at the pledge levels. As I said, the campaign isn't live, but there's a comment box at the top of the page. Let me know what you think. Does the pitch make sense? Do you like the pledge levels? Do you get what I'm trying to do? More importantly, will you pledge and at what level? You will need to log into Kickstarter to leave a comment, but you can also go to my webpage and email me. I promise I won't spam you or tell the world you like to read dirty stories. At least listen to the pitch video. I really love the way it came out. I mean, how often do you get to use an explosion sound effect? Not often enough. That's what I say anyway. So, having said all that, let me give you a taste of the book itself. The Giant Alien Women from Planet Xur, Chapter 3. Come, little Earthman, we need to take you to the groomer, Yute said, taking my hand as she tugged me down the hallway. We walked a little further, passing several other alien women, who all smiled at me, until we came to another door. The door just seemed to dissolve into nothing as Yute stepped towards it. Once inside the room, I saw there was another alien female, sitting behind a control board of some kind. She looked younger than the other aliens I had met so far. She was also dressed in the same kind of outfit that Orgis was wearing. Maybe it was a ship's uniform of some kind. She was as tall as Yute. Her skin was a slightly lighter shade of blue. Her hair was longer and purple, but the ends were black. Other than that, she had similar features to Yute, Lorang, and Orgis, rather than the harsher look of the alien woman who had objected to me in the hallway. When she noticed us come in, she looked up from what she was doing, smiled at me and said, "Oh, I heard you caught a new one." Yute brought me up to the new alien who looked me over. I felt her eyes roam all over my naked body. She picked up my cock and started to play with it. As she did, practically bursting with enthusiasm, she said, "This one's just adorable. I want to squish the stuffing right out of him." Then she pulled me to her, wrapped her arms around me, and gave me a big hug. After a moment or two, she let go of me and said, "He's a bit furry, though." "Well, that's why I've brought him to you, Esmeric," Yute said. "And none too soon, I think," Esmeric said, looking over me again. "The standard treatment?" she asked. "Yeah. Remove all the body and facial hair, soften the skin, and turn the hair on his head and eyebrows black." Esmeric studied me for a few moments longer, and then looked up at Yute and asked, "How come you didn't give him tits? He would look so hot with a nice, big pair of tits." "Oh, he'll wind up with a pair, but we like to leave that decision to the final owner. The pet store we sell him to will have a vet who can take care of that." Esmeric made a disapproving noise and said, "Those vets can be so clumsy. I've seen more than a few botch jobs come out of those pet stores. It's a crime, really. No one handles a genetic manipulation better than you and Lorraine. Give him a small pair, like a C cup. That way it'll be harder for the vet to screw him up." You may just have a point there. I'd hate to see this one ruined. He took to the manipulations so well." "I can see that," Esmeric said, lifting my cock and balls. Yute smiled as if Esmeric hadn't seen the best part yet and said, "Turn him around." Esmeric turned me around and bent me over at the waist. "Look at that," Esmeric said happily. "I can see it before I even spread his cheeks." "I know," Yute said proudly. Then I felt Esmeric slide the side of her hand between my cheeks and over my asshole. I felt so big and swollen back there. I was dying to know what I looked like. I didn't know what they had done to me, but I certainly knew what Esmeric's touch was doing to me. I moaned, spread my legs, and pushed my ass back at her. "Oh, and he wants it so bad, that naughty little Earthman. Turn them into such eager sluts," Esmeric said to Yute. This one barely needed any encouragement. When we found him, he was already naked and playing with himself. "Naughty little Earthman," Esmeric said with a laugh as she spanked me once sharply. When I moaned, I heard a gasp from Esmeric and a little giggle from Yute. "That won't teach him a thing. He likes being spanked. Don't you, Earthman?" Yute asked me. "Yes," I said as my face reddened. "How did you put it before?" Yute asked as if she couldn't remember. When I didn't answer right away, Esmeric hugged me to her from behind. Her body rubbed up against my naked back and ass. I felt surrounded, overtaken by her as she caressed my chest and squeezed me tight. Esmeric's tail slithered between my legs, wrapped around my cock, and started to jerk me off. "Don't be shy, little Earthman. You can tell me," Esmeric whispered in my ear. I like having my naughty bottom spanked and fucked." "Like it or love it?" Esmeric asked as she rubbed part of her tail against my asshole. "Oh," I moaned deeply and said, "I love it." Her fingers suddenly gripped me by the nipples and pinched them firmly. When I moaned, she looked at Yute over my shoulder and said, "Oh, he definitely needs tits with big, sensitive nipples. Please, tell me you'll talk to Lorang about it." Yute laughed and said, "I promise to talk to her about it. We need to get on with this procedure, though. Lorang will be wondering where we are soon." Esmeric let go of me and said, "Okay, Earthman, let's get you cleaned up and pretty." Esmeric took me by the hand and led me up to a platform. Then she picked me up like I was a small child and placed me on it. She had me spread my legs about shoulder-width apart. She lifted my hands until they were up in the air by my ears and told me to hold that pose. Then she went over to her control board and touched it a few times. I felt my wrists and ankles frozen in place. "Okay, let's start with the hair removal first." Esmeric touched the surface of her control board, and I felt the platform beneath me start to vibrate gently. Then, two circles of light started to travel up my legs. As they moved over my skin, it tingled, and all the hair simply vanished. When the circles got up to my crotch, they converged to form one large circle that slowly moved up my torso. It then broke into two small circles that went over my arms, and a third circle that went up to my face and my nose. After they reached the end of their route, they went back down my body and into the platform again. "Now, let's soften up that skin," Esmeric said as she touched her instrument board. The circles of light that removed my hair were a whitish-blue color. The circles that roamed over my naked body now were a purplish color. Everywhere they went over my skin, it felt tingly and alive. When that procedure was over, and the lights disappeared, Esmeric turned to Yute and said, "Now, about the hair on his head, are you sure you want it black? Some of the primary colors have become very fashionable." "No, let's stick with black." "Okay, how about the length?" Esmeric asked. "Bring it down to his lower back. That'll be nice." Esmeric touched her board, and I felt my scalp begin to tingle. Then, the weirdest thing I've ever felt happened. My hair started growing. It lengthened until it was down to my lower back, as Yute had asked. "Shall we leave it straight? Make it curly? Add a wave to it?" Esmeric asked. "No, let's leave it straight," Yute said, smiling at me. "You sure you don't want to do anything creative with this one? It can be very popular," Esmeric pointed out.
"No,"
Yute said in a disapproving tone of voice. "The exotics get bought either by the rich, who give them no attention at all, or the brothels. I want this one to go to a nice home. He should have a mistress who loves and appreciates him." "Yute," Esmeric says as if she was shocked, "are you becoming attached to this little one?" Yute looked at Esmeric like she was crazy and said, "No, no, of course not. He's just very well developed, and it would be a shame for him to wind up with someone who didn't appreciate him." "Uh-huh," Esmeric said as if she didn't believe Yute. Esmeric touched her board, and I could suddenly move my arms and legs again. Then she came up to me and held out her hand. I took it, and she told me to climb down from the platform. After I had, she led me over to an examination table. Then she picked me up by the waist and lifted me onto the table. I found that the only way I could sit, with my new giant-sized cock and balls, was with my legs spread really wide. As Esmeric lifted me, I spread my legs, and my cock, which was only half-hard now, flopped right between her tits. The head buried itself deep down into the middle of her cleavage. I was embarrassed, and I didn't know what to do or say. I was about to stammer some kind of apology when she smiled and shook her shoulders. Her large blue tits bounced around and rubbed up against the head of my cock. Her soft skin felt so good that my cock immediately got rock hard. As my cock stiffened, it pointed straight up. Esmeric quickly ducked to the side, and my hard cock sprang right up and smacked me in the face. Both women laughed at me. Feeling stupid and embarrassed, I gave them both an awkward smile. "Aw, it misses you, Earthman," Yute said with a laugh. "Go on, give it a big kiss." I looked at Yute, who laughed and shook her head yes. So, while two beautiful, giant blue women watched, I kissed the head of my own hard cock. Esmeric's face quickly got serious, and she asked, "Feels good, doesn't it, Earthman?" When I shook my head yes, she says, "Go on, suck on it for me. I want to see you with your own cock in your mouth." When I didn't do it right away, she made that strange, unearthly cooing sound. My mouth opened up of its own accord and took in the head of my cock. "Esmeric," Yute said in a motherly tone, "I just want to play for a minute or two. You don't usually bring me such cute little earthmen to toy with," Esmeric said defensively. "Well, maybe for a minute or two, but he can't come. We're trying to get him to build up a full load so we can see what that'll look like." "I can't think of a better way to build up a full load, can you?" Esmeric asked as she tickled my balls while I sucked myself. "I can think of a few, but this is definitely a good one," Yute said with a laugh. "Look at him go," Esmeric said, impressed. "Oh yeah, he's really eager. I can't wait to get my tail into him. He's going to be a wild lay for sure," Yute said to Esmeric. Then to me, she said, "Go on, Earthman, take a little more in your mouth. You can do it." I scrunched down, and sure enough, I managed to get a little more of my own cock in my mouth. It was humiliating. I was the naked, performing sex monkey for these two beautiful alien women. The weird thing is, the more embarrassed I became, the hotter I got. I could feel my orgasm building, so I moved my lips over the head of my cock faster. "You sure we couldn't let him come just once?" Esmeric asked. "It's been ages since I had an Earthman to play with." "No, no, no," Yute said, taking my cock out of my mouth. "I'd never hear the end of it from Lorang. You know how she is. All I'd hear for the next month is how I screwed up her base readings on this one, and we didn't get the full price because our data was inaccurate." Esmeric grunted in frustration, rolled her eyes, and said, "Well, let's get back to work then." Yute smiled at me while Esmeric went over to her equipment. Then, Yute gently pushed my shoulders back until I got the idea and laid down on the table. Once again, I couldn't lay with my legs together anymore. My cock was still hard, so it laid on my chest and belly. The head rested just under my chin. My huge balls sat on the table between my legs. I had to keep my legs spread wide to make room for them. Yute looked over me and smiled. She was obviously pleased with me. Her hand went down between my legs and gently caressed my balls. "Such a pretty little earth man. Esmeric is going to make you even prettier," Yute said happily. "Oh, yes," Esmeric said, coming up on the other side of the table with a strange-looking device in her hand. It was roughly rectangular, but it had sort of an organic feel to it. The edges were rounded off, and it conformed to fit her hand in the middle. At the top of the device was a white dome-shaped protuberance. Esmeric touched the surface of the device a few times, and the dome went from glowing red to purple to blue. "What's that gonna do?" I asked nervously. "It's just going to ensure your skin stays smooth, soft, and hairless," Esmeric said. "Now, hold still and keep your mouth closed. I'm going to start with your face." She pointed the device at my face, and I felt my skin tingle. Then she worked down my neck, over one arm, then the other. "You may talk again if you like, but try to hold as still as you can," Esmeric said as she looked me in the eye. I stared up into those huge violet eyes and said, "You're so beautiful. Are all the women on your planet as beautiful as you two?" A sad look came over Esmeric's face, and Yute said, "You remember that woman who came up to us in the hallway?" "Orgis?" I asked as Esmeric lifted my cock off my chest in order to go over the skin underneath it. "No," Yute said with a chuckle, "the one who yelled at us." "Yes," I said, making an unpleasant face at the thought of that horrible woman. "Well, on our planet, women that look like her are considered beautiful. Women who look like us are considered ugly." "That doesn't make any sense," I said, confused. "She was the ugly one in nearly every way imaginable." Esmeric laid my cock back down on my chest and said, "Different species value different traits, little Earthman. On our planet, women like her have advantages over women like us with the men of our world," Yute said as she gave me a sad smile. "I don't see what. That woman was horrible, inside and out. I'd pick you over her any day." Yute's face brightened as she said, "You're very sweet, Earthman." "Any guy from back home would pick you, Esmeric, Orgis, or Lorang over that ugly bitch. It wouldn't even be a contest." "And that's just why we love you, Earthman, so much," Yute said happily as she stroked my balls. "Tell him the rest of it, Yute. Tell him about the condition," Esmeric said with a sad expression as she ran the device over one of my legs. "What condition?" I asked, worried that they might have some sort of weird space plague. Yute laughed and said, "It's nothing you can catch, silly little Earthman." Then she got serious and said, "The way we look is a marker of the genetic condition that we have. It's not only what's caused our bodies to overdevelop, but our sex drive to triple. The ironic part is, it's also what makes us unable to attract men of our own kind." "Yes," Esmeric said as she ran the device over and around my balls. "Zurite women can emit a special sound. It normally helps us attract a male." "He's heard it," Yute said and gave me a knowing look. "Of course he has," Esmeric said with a smirk. Then she lifted my balls in her hand so she could get the sides and went on to say, "The same condition has altered the timbre of our special sounds so that they don't have an effect on Zurite males. However, they do have quite an effect on Earthmen, don't they?" Yute asked with a knowing look at me. I looked at Yute with wide eyes and shook my head yes. She smiled at me again as Esmeric lifted my cock and ran the device over the base of it at my lower stomach. I looked down and watched Esmeric handle my cock. She cradled it in her hand as she moved it around so that she could run the device over my bare skin. When she was done, she delicately placed my cock back on my chest and said, "Okay, I need him on all fours now." "You heard the lady. Roll over and get up on your hands and knees," Yute ordered. As I rolled over, Yute moved to the head of the examination table. When I got up on all fours, she opened the top of her lab coat, displayed her tits for me, and said, "You can just keep your eyes on these while Esmeric works on you." It was hard to argue with an order like that. Yute's large blue tits were incredible. They were big and firm with darker blue nipples that looked about the size of my thumb. I was dying to know what it would feel like to have those nipples in my mouth. I looked up at Yute and was about to ask if I could suck on them when I felt Esmeric spread the cheeks of my ass. "He just looks so beautiful back here," Esmeric said to Yute. "I can't believe how well he took the manipulations." "I know," Yute said, smiling down at me. "He's just perfect." "Okay, Earthman," Esmeric said as she ran her device over me. "This might feel a little intense, but it'll be worth it. Trust me." I could feel her start at my balls. They hung down heavily underneath me. She cradled one in her hand as she moved and turned it so that the device would cover every inch of me. Then she did the other side of my balls. While I could feel the same tingling sensation I had in other parts of my body, it wasn't anything painful or unpleasant. After she was done with my balls, she moved the device upwards towards my asshole. The tingling sensation became much more intense, as Esmeric had said. It didn't hurt exactly, but I had become so sensitive back there that I felt it in a much deeper way. I looked up at Yute in a panicked, wide-eyed expression. She made her strange cooing noise and said, "Just relax and hold still. It'll be over in a minute." Then she pressed my head up against her breasts while I tried to endure the situation. True to her words, it was over quickly. It left me panting and my whole body tense. Yute stroked my cheek softly and said, "There, there. It's all over now. You can move if you like." Pressed up against two of the most incredible breasts I have ever seen, I was in no rush to go anywhere. I glanced up at her with a guilty look on my face and nuzzled myself into her breasts. Yute laughed and said, "Okay, you can stay there for a while longer. I'm sure Esmeric has other parts of you to take care of while you're in this position." I looked up at her panicked. I was worried that whatever she was going to do next might be as intense. Yute smiled softly, caressed my cheek and said, "Relax, little Earthman. You won't feel anything more than a slight tingling sensation from now on. It was so intense back there because we just created so many new nerve endings. You're going to feel like silk back there now. Believe me, it was worth every second." All I cared about was the fact that it wasn't going to feel like that again. Well, that and the fact that I had my face buried in her amazing pair of tits. Yute looked down at me and stroked my cheek softly while Esmeric continued to work on the rest of my naked body. After a few minutes, Esmeric put the device down on the examination table. She stood just to my right, up by my head. "Looks like you're really enjoying those tits, aren't you, Earthman? I bet you're dying to get one of those nipples in your mouth, huh?" "Esmeric, what are you up to?" Yute asked suspiciously. "Nothing. He's been such a good little Earthman. I thought he deserved a reward, that's all." "Uh-huh, and?" Yute said as if she didn't believe her. "And your nipples look so hard, I thought you might enjoy it too." There was absolute silence for a few seconds, and then Esmeric quickly made her hypnotic cooing sound and said, "Suck her nipples, Earthman." With no will of my own, I turned my head and latched onto the nipple closest to my mouth. Her nipples were so long and so hard, it was almost like having a tiny penis in my mouth. As I sucked on it, Yute moaned softly. "So, while you two are enjoying that, I'm going to go back here and explore a little," Esmeric said, moving around behind me. "Oh," Yute sighed as my lips worked over her nipple. "No tail, Esmeric, just fingers." "You're no fun," Esmeric said unhappily. "He can't come yet. Loring has to have her statistics and measurements. Or you won't get full price for him, I know," Esmeric said as if she'd heard that 100 times too many. "That, and Loring hasn't had any in a while. She's starting to get on edge. So she gets his ass first, I promised her." Yute looked down at me smiling. Then she looked back at Esmeric, who had walked behind me, and said, "I've invited Orgis to come over in a few days, after his training. Why don't you come too? We'll make a party of it." "Ooh, that could be fun," Esmeric said as she looked up my ass. "He does look so pretty back here." Esmeric slid her fingers up the length of my butt crack and over my asshole. Her gentle touch felt so good after that weird treatment that I moaned softly into Yute's nipple. "Ooh, that was nice. Make him moan again," Yute said with a sigh. Esmeric caressed my balls with one hand as she slipped two fingers up my ass with the other hand. Being such large creatures with such big hands and long fingers, I was surprised at how easily I took them. It felt so good, though, that, after the first moment or two, I stopped worrying about their size and focused on the pleasure they brought me. Esmeric cupped and fondled my balls as she moved her fingers in and out of my ass. It wasn't long before she had me moaning into Yute's nipple again. "Mmm, that's nice," Yute said, running her hand through my hair. She cooed at me and then said, "Suck on my other nipple now." She popped her left nipple out of my mouth and turned her shoulders so that her right nipple was in my face. I eagerly latched onto it and started sucking. "Harder, little Earthman. Suck on it harder," Yute said, pressing my face into her tit. "Yeah, that's it, Earthman. Suck on my tit nice and hard while Esmeric fingers your tight little ass." Esmeric fingered me roughly and then said, "He can really take it back here, too." "Of course he can. Give him another finger," Yute said to Esmeric. Then, to me, she asked, "You're just a dirty little slut, aren't you, Earthman? You love this, don't you?" I looked up into her big, smiling, violet eyes, with her huge nipples still in my mouth, and three large, long fingers up my ass and hummed, "Mm-hmm." "Please, Yute, it's been a while for me to. Let me have his ass," Esmeric begged. "I'm sorry, Ez. I just can't do that. I promised Lorang. She gets him first," Yute said sympathetically. Esmeric grunted in frustration and said, "You can't just bring this adorable naked Earthman in here, wave his pretty little behind in my face, and not expect me to want him. Look at this. Look at him. He's just begging for a good tailing." "He is, isn't he?" Yute said, smiling at me proudly. Then, the look on her face changed to concern, and she said, "But I'm sorry, Ez. I still can't let you have him." Yute paused for a second or two. Then she said, "You can have my ass if you want it." In a flash, Esmeric had her fingers out of my ass and was behind Yute. Yute leaned forward a little, and Esmeric lifted the back of Yute's lab coat. Yute lifted her tail high in the air. "Mmm," Esmeric said enthusiastically. "Not as pretty as his, but a damn close second. I'll take it." Esmeric's tail came up between her legs, like a long cock. I couldn't really see from the position I was in, and the fact that Esmeric still had her skirt on, but I knew from the angle of her tail that Esmeric had the base of it pressed between her pussy lips and up against her clit. She was going to get the most out of this she could. "Lube, Esmeric," Yute said as she felt Esmeric's tail brush up against her. "We won't need it. Your little Earthman here juiced all over my hand. I'm going to lube up my tail with it so it'll be like we're both fucking you," Esmeric said as she grabbed the end of her tail and stroked it like a cock. "Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot," Yute said with a passionate look on her face. "Fuck me up the ass with Earthman juice all over your tail, Esmeric. Then, later, I'm gonna fuck you up the ass, Earthman, and you're gonna love it." Yute spread her legs and leaned forward a little more. She practically smothered me in her tits. I could just barely see over her shoulder. Esmeric had her tail up Yute's ass now. It was slowly moving deeper and deeper inside her. Yute's tail snaked under Esmeric's top and between her breasts. As it came out from between her cleavage, I watched in fascination as the skin at the top of her tail opened up and pulled back. It was like a foreskin, except there was no loose skin that hung over the tip. It fit tightly over the head of her tail, sealing it completely. A circular opening just appeared in the skin, pulled back, and a pink shaft with a little hole at the top slid out. It moved in and out of Esmeric's cleavage until it withdrew and wrapped around her waist. At first, Yute pulled Esmeric closer to her by it, but then her tail slipped down behind Esmeric. I couldn't tell for sure if she was heading for Esmeric's pussy or her asshole, but it was clear when she got to wherever she was going, though. "Oh, fuck yeah, Yute. Fuck me while I fuck you. Fuck me nice and hard." Yute grimaced and pushed back on Esmeric's tail. I couldn't tell if it was to get Esmeric's tail deeper in her ass or her tail deeper in Esmeric. Either way, I couldn't believe how incredible the two of them looked as they fucked each other. Esmeric started to move her tail faster and faster in and out of Yute's ass. Yute's tail seemed to creep deeper and deeper inside of Esmeric. Esmeric's face was overcome with desire. It was obvious that she was going to come soon. Esmeric spread her legs wider so that Yute could get better access to her. Then she started fucking Yute's ass harder and harder. Yute started cooing, almost purring like a happy cat. She pulled my head away from her tit and started to kiss me deeply. Her tongue was in my mouth, her huge tits crushed up against my naked body with every thrust of Esmeric's tail, until finally, Yute froze and her eyes went wide. Esmeric made a quiet, strangled little grunt. Her eyes were clamped shut, and her mouth was wide open. Her body twitched a few times, and then she collapsed on Yute's back. Yute's eyes still had this wild look in them. Esmeric may have come, but it was obvious that Yute hadn't, and she wanted more. Well, that's the end of Chapter 3 of The Giant Alien Women of Planet Zur. I hope you enjoyed this little preview and you'll check out the Kickstarter. Go to http://goo.gl/capital H capital T 0 capital A 4 lowercase e and leave me a comment. Or go over to my website where you'll find an easy to click on link. And you can email me from there too. My website address is ardorotica.com. You gotta at least check out the pitch video. I really love the way it came out, and I promise you that if you pledge to the campaign, I will work my ass off for you. I will give you a book that you won't regret buying. See you next time. Please send any feedback or comments about this podcast, or my writing, to arderotica@gmail.com.